My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking this time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. You know, learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition is a work of difficulty for many of us because it's just plain confusing out there. There's so many different levels and ideas and forms of information coming at us, coming from so many different opinionated people, that it's really hard to decide, you know, where we should be going, what we should be trying, what we should be experiencing. So what we have to really do is make sure that our personal questions are answered. And then many times we take all this information and then we formulate something that we know will work for us, because not every single thing is going to work for every single person. So what I try to do is bring you the best guests in the industry, the individuals that have the knowledge and the expertise and are up to date in the world on health and nutrition, and bring us this amazing amount of informational tools that we can use to be healthier than we've been in a long time. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Always relevant topics for today's world. Remember, if you can't tune in live to the show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You could just click on the archive icon, download the shows that you want to listen to, or have your friends or family or coworkers. Maybe there's a show that you hear that you think would be great for them, so you could send them to the site as well. It's all about paying it forward, passing on information, and making sure that we all together get healthier than we've been in a long, long time. Every single day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it just makes good sense. In the middle of this confusion, self-service world, there is a shining star that you can actually go to and learn from and, you know, become an amazing friend of the store and become part of the Stay Healthy family. The Stay Healthy store is now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are the Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. So the knowledge is there, the expertise, the longevity. You'll go in there for the first time just to kind of check it out, but you will go back for the most amazing, knowledgeable staff, the great prices, the best of the best products in the industry. And because every time you go, you become more comfortable with your health, more comfortable asking questions, more comfortable taking control of your health, and always leaving with peace of mind. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Print a $5 off coupon on your next $50 purchase at their webpage, StayHealthyLasVegas.com, and a thumbs up on their Facebook page will keep you connected to them every single day. Well, today we're going to be talking with my friend Neil Levin. Neil is here representing Now Foods, and we're going to be talking today about our digestive systems, or our failing or struggling digestive systems. We'll kind of see where the conversation goes. Neil is the nutrition education manager and product formulator for the natural products manufacturer Now Foods. Neil is board certified clinical nutritionist who has a diplomat in advanced nutritional laboratory assessment. He's a professional member of the International American Associations of Clinical Nutritionists, serves on the scientific council of the Clinical Nutrition Certification Board. Neil is a director, program chair, and the past president of the American Nutrition Association, and serves on the public relations committee Committee of the American Herbal Products Association. His comments and articles are published in magazines and newspapers. He contributes to scientific journals and has been in countless radio interviews and television news reports, and we get the pleasure to hear Neil here every single month. His posts, articles, are now on his blog, as they have been, but consistently. I remind you, because these are places, you know, we're always wondering, we're playing on our computers and we're on Facebook and we're all these places. These are destinations that you should bookmark. HonestNutrition.com, NowFoods.com. If you do tweet, Neil E. Levin is where you'll find him there. And on Facebook, Honest Nutrition. Help me welcome my guest, Neil Levin. Hey, Neil.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. What's up in your world?
Oh, just another busy season for travel and things like that. And I'll be at the Midwest show doing training on amino acids on Saturday. And I'm on the board for the Mid-American Health Organization. So there's board meetings and public meetings and trade show and all that stuff coming up. So busy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. You know, when we decided to talk about digestion today, this it's amazing how big this problem has become. You know, if you're the normal everyday person, you're probably going to the drugstore, talking to your doctor, and the doctor's recommending something for you to take to either suppress your acid or to make you feel at least better. You know, the Band-Aid medicines are very popular, and we like them because they make the annoying part of our day go away. But I was actually walking through the drugstore a couple days ago, and I went by the digestion, gas, bloating, constipation, and upset stomach aisle. It's not even a section anymore. It's like an aisle. I mean, this is a major problem. And, you know, the pharmaceutical companies know it's a problem. They also know that we as humans have a tendency to think that it's easier and we feel better and things are gone once the symptoms are out of the way. And I think they just think that we're looking for the quick fix, and I think I have to agree.
Well, sure. I mean, if you're uncomfortable eating or, you know, after you eat and, you know, you have pain, you have gas, you have bloating, you have heartburn or whatever it is, you're not going to be happy until it goes away. You're not going to be able to concentrate and do what you got to do. So it's natural that there's remedies for this. And, you know, frankly, I carry remedies, both natural and pharmaceutical, for digestion when I travel. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm on the road and something's happening to me in some other time zone and I'm in a hotel and it's hard to get to a drugstore, I want something for quick relief. But it's not something I'm going to be taking every day of my life or that I routinely take. I don't even take digestive enzymes every day. I take them on trips again because I'm eating unusual foods and I don't know how I'm going to digest them, so I bring an aid along. But, you know, it's kind of funny when I'm traveling and I'm doing dinner trainings and I pull out my little box of vitamins, and from people in the health food industry, you know, people who work there, the staff, the question I get the most about my vitamins is, are those enzymes? And sometimes I think they're fishing for, do you have extra enzymes for me? Because I didn't bring mine. But they're also thinking, what else are you going to be taking with a meal except enzymes? And no, I'm taking my normal supplements with meals. I'm taking my multivitamin. I'm taking my alpha lipoic acid, my CoQ10, a number of things, curcumin, that absorb better with fats. My omega-3s, you know, et cetera. And most of the other things are fine with a meal. You know, if you're doing specific amino acid therapies or something, maybe you want to avoid meals with certain ones. But beyond that, most things are fine with a meal, and some things are essential with a meal, fat-soluble nutrients especially. And, of course, we've all heard the saying, you are what you eat. But that's not entirely true. That's not the whole story. We are what we eat only if we absorb it. So you have to have digestion. You have to be able to get the stuff out of the food in order to get the benefit from the nutrients in the food.
Mm. You know, one of the things that I think about, you know, I had a friend that used to say that all the time. It's not what you eat, it's what you digest. And she used to always say that. She's probably in her 90s now, and she's always been someone who says, you know, the digestive systems of this country have just gone down the tubes. Do you think it's because of the quality of the food, or do you think it's the way we eat, the speed at which we eat, the lack of chewing, too much liquid at the meal, stress? I mean, where do you think we point the finger?
Well, I always tell people that the beginning of digestion is thinking about food and smelling your food. And smelling food, actually, you're getting aromatherapy from the food. You're getting literally molecules of the food, of the scent from the food are traveling in molecules into your nose, hitting receptors, and sending you signals about what you're smelling. And if you're smelling a food, your body is going to have a Pavlovian type response where you might start salivating, you might start secreting digestive fluids because you know what's coming. You're expecting to eat. And, you know, this is a normal thing, but that's part of digestion. If you wolf down food without smelling it, thinking about it, chewing it, you're probably not going to digest it very well. The more consciously you eat, the more likely you'll be able to digest. And there's some other issues involved with that, too. For example, I have a theory that people can typically chew food for only so long before they get tired of it. And for most people, it's roughly about 20 minutes. And how much food you're chewing during that 20 minutes is going to affect how much nutrition and how many calories you're getting. So if you can chew slowly and thoughtfully and carefully and have more chews for less food, you might find you're tired of eating and pretty full in the same amount of time having eaten less food. You don't have to go on a diet to do this. It's something that might occur naturally because of our tendency to spend a certain amount of time, our habit of spending a certain amount of time eating. Conscious eating is very important because you're thinking about it, you're chewing carefully, you're selecting your food, thinking about your food. And yeah, I found that most diets, even contradictory ones like paleo diets and keto diets and vegan diets, will work for a while for almost anybody. And after 2 or 3 months, usually people lose that conscious eating aspect, and they're no longer carefully selecting their foods and chewing their foods and paying attention to their food. And that's when the diets tend to fall apart, when they lose that consciousness of their food, when they're no longer consciously eating and selecting and chewing. And so digestion has a role in all these things. That are you choosing the foods you know you can digest pretty well? Are you chewing them to make you digest them? Are you drinking your solids and chewing your liquids? I've mentioned that on your program before.
Yes.
But it's the theory of you chew your solids into a liquid. You spend more time chewing, as I pointed out earlier. And you also chew liquids, not necessarily water, but liquids that have nutrients in them. If you have milk or soy milk or almond milk or fruit juice or vegetable juice or whatever it is you're eating that is a liquid but is something substantial, soup even. You want to chew it up in your mouth a little bit, even though it doesn't necessarily require chewing up to get it into smaller particles. You want to mix it with saliva. Saliva has a digestive enzyme in there. And you're also slowing down the process. You're tasting it. You're smelling it. You're giving your body a chance to prepare the appropriate digestive arrangements to be able to digest and absorb it.
You know, I think that I know what I wanted to talk about, of course, today also are these proton pump inhibitors and acid suppressive medications, because these seem to be the everybody fits in the box, makes the problem go away recommendations of both physicians and many pharmacists and many gastroenterologists. And I know a lot of people that have probably read the label where it says, you know, use for 14 days. And, you know, I have a really good friend and her ulcer was bleeding. She used it for 2 weeks. It really made a dramatic difference. And then she changed her diet and started using enzymes and everything has been good. But I also know hundreds and hundreds of people, if not even more, that take these things every single day and they think they fixed the problem. And it just drives me crazy that they're staying on it so long, but they're afraid to go off of it. I think it's a fear.
It is. It becomes a crutch to have that. And, you know, they don't have it just for emergency use. They have it for any inkling that it might be happening. And what's interesting, speaking as a clinician now, is that a lot of people who are taking antacids are taking them for the wrong reason. They're actually taking them because they don't make enough acid. And the way we tell is very telling how we tell. The presence of heartburn that's delayed when we eat is a sign that we're not making enough stomach acid, a potential sign. And what the way that works is you chew your food, you swallow it, it goes into the stomach, it's churning in the stomach with some acid, and the acid is activating a digestive enzyme for protein called pepsin. And you have to have a lower pH for the pepsin to work. The acid has to kick in. And if you don't have enough acid, the pepsin is not going to digest these proteins, and the stuff's going to sit in your stomach for longer than your stomach can clench tight at the top and keep the acid mixture, which is supposed to be used up to some extent digesting this food, instead it's still strong enough to burn the esophagus or the duodenum on the other end of the stomach, but it's not strong enough to activate the pepsin and digest all the protein. So you have the food sitting in the stomach, not really digesting. You have acid heartburn that you want to take an antacid naturally, of course. You want to take an antacid if you have heartburn. And all you're doing is shutting down any possibility of digesting that protein. So if you immediately get heartburn when you eat, there's something else going on. Maybe things aren't shutting properly at each end of the stomach because of congenital issues, because of food sensitivities or allergies or other problems. Maybe you're not making the right amount of stomach acid. Maybe your stomach acid is way too much and it really is heartburn and burning, and you really need this medication or something to help control it for some people. It's a minority, but for some people. But we estimate about half of the people taking antacids are taking them because of this delayed heartburn that is likely caused by a lack of adequate stomach acid. Taking the antacid remedies the burning they're getting, but it doesn't remedy the problem of digestion and the food still sitting in the stomach undigested. Now, we offer an antacid that is enzymes along with the antacid, and it's kind of like a Tums or something. It's a calcium compound that we add enzymes to help you digest that food and get it out of the stomach while we're giving temporary relief for the heartburn. So yeah, we're trying to be a little more sensible about what is really happening and not just giving you part of the solution, but giving you a remedy that's going to do both things you need, digestion and getting rid of that acid.
Hmm. You know, it seems to me that when I was younger, you rarely heard of anybody in like my age category or even the 40s and 50s, you know, people where they were having digestive problems. It was always kind of, you know, almost pointed in the direction of the older age geriatric community. But as with everything else we've seen with health conditions and diseases and health problems that have trickled down to people that are younger today, I mean, I talk to people that are in their 20s who have some of the worst digestion, and I'm recommending a good digestive enzyme to them all the time, you know, to slow down and to chew your food and put your fork down and watch your food combining and really take a look at what you're consuming, you know. But isn't it amazing? Well, maybe it's not. I mean, it's not amazing. It's just what's happened is that so many younger people now have these at one time old age problems.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things that used to be for old people are now happening to young people. Adult onset diabetes is now type 2 diabetes because we've seen children as young as 8 or 9 years old with adult onset diabetes. They had to change the name. So these problems that normally occur in older people are now happening in younger people, and part of it is the lifestyle, the lack of exercise, the lack of eating wholesome foods, a lot of fast foods and processed foods and things that are not necessarily that easy to digest, even though they're made out of a lot of laboratory-made ingredients, doesn't necessarily make them easier to digest and assimilate. And you're lacking some of the nutrients that your body would expect. If you ate flour, say 1,000 years ago, it was probably not white flour. You probably had plant sterols, vitamins, minerals, various components in there, fiber that is not commonly in white flour today, which is most of the baked goods or things that are made with flour. So there was a different experience that our ancestors experienced than the foods we're eating today in most cases, unless you're eating a really wholesome diet, which most people, I'm sure, are not. So you're not getting the same nutrients. Fortifying does not provide even half of the nutrients that are taken out. And, you know, for example, fortified white flour, enriched, they call it, you know, it has a handful of vitamins and minerals. It doesn't have anything near what you would get from eating whole wheat flour. And for those who are gluten sensitive, a lot of them can tolerate the ancient wheats, the kamut and spelt and things like that. We've even heard frequently that people who go to Europe find they're surprised they can eat the pasta or the breads that they can't eat in the United States. And there seems to be difference in varieties and in agricultural methods that is resulting in a difference in the ability to digest and tolerate these foods.
You did bring up gluten for a second. Do you think that the gluten problem is as intense as it seems, or have a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon? And the reason I ask this is because, of course, I understand celiac disease, and I understand there's people out there that can't handle gluten. But, you know, many times when I'm talking to somebody about gluten, they'll say, oh, I'm eating gluten-free. And under more conversation, examination, they don't even know what gluten is. And I think that sometimes it becomes trendy rather than necessary. And I just wonder what you thought.
It is a fad. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean people don't get benefits
right
by following it. Because, for example, a lot of people, if they're on a gluten-free diet, they're avoiding all this white flour we just talked about. They're not necessarily replacing it with whole wheat flour or other substitutes, but it's possible they're removing something that's not very good for them that they were eating too much of, and they're restricting their diet, so they're being more conscious about what they eat, and you know, all the substitutes are not great. You know, if you buy the gluten-free stuff from a health food store, in a lot of cases, you're getting more wholesome, organic, whole grain versions of things that are going to be processed white flour, even though they're not wheat, type versions in the grocery store, in the mass market. So I'm still finding a difference looking at the shelves in a grocery store or a mass market big box store and a health food store. The health food store is trying to have more organics, trying to have more whole grain versions of things that are wholesome and cleaner ingredients. So you still have a difference between the health food shopper and the mass market shopper in what they're selecting and what their options are. But there are some benefits by cutting out wheat. And one of the issues with wheat today is they're using glyphosate, which is a pesticide and herbicide that's in things like Roundup or other agricultural uses. And they're using it to harvest the wheat. And in the past, they're using these chemicals early in the season to kill weeds coming up. Now they're using it late in the season on the crop right before harvest, with a lot of it to kill off the plant, ripen and harvest the seed quickly and uniformly. And so there's a lot more residue of this on the crop. And the reason I'm bringing it up is there is a correlation between the rate of celiac disease, which is a major intolerance to wheat. You know, I mean, it's almost like an allergy at that point. You get massive inflammation by eating wheat in the GI tract. There's a correlation between the rate of celiac disease diagnosed in hospitals and the use of glyphosate herbicides on crops. And wheat is one of those crops.
Huh. Well, I have a question, but I'm going to wait till after the break. I hope you're enjoying the show today. It's all about digestion and some good information. And Neil will make some more recommendations of some products you can pick up at Stay Healthy to take back your digestive system. We'll be right back with Neil Levin and Now Foods. Don't go away.
Saying that omega-3 is important for your health is like saying that Vegas is hot in July. Since the 1970s, researchers have been learning more and more about the extensive health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, including those found naturally in fish oil. But with so many formulas available, choosing one that meets your exact health needs can be an agonizing task. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be. Since 1968, Now Foods has remained one of the nation's most trusted providers of high-quality natural fish oil and omega-3 supplements. Now's omega-3 selection includes over 20 innovative formulas, including a diverse selection of fish oil products and combination formulas, available in a variety of soft gels, liquids, chewables, lozenges, kid formulas, and more. And if you follow a vegetarian or vegan diet, no worries. Now offers one of the best selection of vegetarian fatty acid supplements from flax, super primrose, and a number of other plant-based sources. If reading dozens of labels and staring at bottle after bottle has left you in a sea of fish oil supplements, do what other Las Vegas health enthusiasts have done. Stop by Stay Healthy and look for Now Foods award-winning fish oil supplements in the bright orange bottle. Stay Healthy stocks a complete selection of Now's natural health products with friendly, knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions. That's Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center. If you're like most of our listeners, vitamins, dietary supplements, and other natural products play a big part in your healthy lifestyle. But with the economy still on the rebound, many people have been forced to cut back on their health product purchases. But we're going to let you in on a little secret. You don't have to. Since 1968, Now Foods has been offering the highest quality natural health products, dietary supplements, personal care products, and sports supplements at 20 to 30% less than what some companies charge for similar products. Wow, 30%? So how do they do it? It's simple. Now believes that everyone, rich or poor, should have access to the best natural health products. They buy in bulk, manufacture, and test all products in-house, and pass the savings on to you. With over 1,500 natural products, Now offers the industry's largest selection of vitamins, dietary supplements, sports nutrition, health food, and natural cosmetic products. Here's the best part, friends. Now's low prices allowed you to afford more of the products you take. Don't waste another hard-earned dollar on health products that are overpriced, overhyped, or low in quality. Do what so many have done. Before you buy another vitamin or dietary supplement, look for Now's line of award-winning products in the bright orange bottle. You'll find them at Stay Healthy, Las Vegas' most trusted center for natural health products, located at 840 South Rancho in the Rancho Town and Country Center, on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. Okay, so it's well known that vitamin D is important for strong bones and healthy teeth. But now researchers are coming forward and saying that the sunshine vitamin could be even better than we all once thought. Recent studies have been reporting that vitamin D, in addition to its role in bone health, is essential for immune system function, cardiovascular health, nervous system and cellular activity, pain management, muscle tone, digestive function. The list goes on and on. Sounds great, right? The bad news is, as much as 70% of the U.S. population may be deficient in vitamin D. 70%. The good news is that now there's something you can do about it. If you eat a restricted diet, avoid the sun, or use high SPF sunscreen, getting the vitamin D you need couldn't be easier. And when it comes to natural vitamin D, no one can match Now Foods' combination of quality, value, and selection. Now's award-winning vitamin D line contains a wide selection of formulas with potencies ranging from 400 IU all the way up to their 5,000 IU ultra potency formula. Now Foods uses only the most select natural ingredients, manufactures and tests all products in-house, and sells them at the industry's best prices. Think vitamin D might be right for you? Stop in and talk to one of the nutrition experts at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho, in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. They'll tell you everything you need to know about vitamin D and help you find the formula that's best for you.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, closed on Sunday. Make sure to check out the full line of Now Foods products available all throughout the store at Stay Healthy. You'll see awesome products and talk to them about their digestive products. And we'll continue the conversation now with my guest, Neil Levin. You know, Neil, I think a lot of people are just, I think this mentality kind of spreads over a lot of different health situations. Like a lot of people feel that if you don't sleep at night, the only thing that's going to help you is going to be Ambien or Lunesta. It has to be pharmaceutical. And, you know, if you're having digestive problems, the only thing that's going to make you feel better is a proton pump purple pill. And, you know, that there's only one way to bring down blood sugar, and that's with taking insulin, and one way to bring down blood pressure, and that's taking a drug. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, we can do so many things in the health food store and with our knife and fork that can dramatically change our life. There's a lot of stops on that train before we end up at the pharmaceutical counter.
Yeah, and hopefully the audience for a show like yours is going to be aware of that, and they're looking for those kind of answers. They're looking for alternatives before they get hooked on medication for the rest of their life because, you know, frankly, medications are controlled substances. They're controlled because they're inherently toxic and have side effects, and that's not typically true of most foods and even many of the supplements. And, you know, you will see, especially on Now products, where we have extensive warnings on our products, but a lot of them are potential interactions with medications. In other words, you don't want to take both together because you don't need both together necessarily. Now, drugs are more forceful. Drugs are more sure to give an effect. But that doesn't mean that's the effect you want or need, especially if you have to deal with that and its side effects forever if you start getting hooked on there. So if you can avoid the need for medications, you're usually better off because you're giving your body what it needs. Your body has the wisdom to use the components that you're giving it to heal and operate normally if the impediments are taken away. And the impediments might be a bad diet. It might be stress and not chewing your food carefully and making bad choices and things like that. You know, you don't have one option. You have more than one option, as you pointed out.
You know, I just think I think everybody just wants results. They want to see something. And, you know, like you mentioned, you know, pharmaceutical drugs are more sure. They are more pointed and they are more dramatic and they're harsher on the body. But I think a lot of people just don't know, you know, really, you know, where to start. So if you are someone with digestive problems and you have a lot of gas and bloating and heartburn, do you start with the diet first and maybe some questions that they can ask themselves where to start?
Well, certainly I would start by looking at the diet and looking at how they approach food and think about food and chew their food and all those physical type things. They have certainly a mental component. Beyond that, if they want to start looking at supplements, what they think they're making good food choices, sometimes it's difficult to do that. For example, if you start eating more fiber, it can cause more gas and bloating. You might need some probiotics to help you digest that fiber. Some of these fibers do not digest on their own, and they require probiotic bacteria, for example, bifidobacteria in the liver, in the large intestine, is needed to help ferment and digest some of these fibers properly. And if you don't have the right organisms in there, then you're not going to appropriately deal with those fibers, and they could ferment things that aren't supposed to be there, that you have other types of organisms instead of the good ones, the beneficial ones, that could take advantage of that and ferment that in a way that's causing gas, bloating, uncomfortableness. For the acid in the stomach, how much protein are you eating? What are you eating with it? How well are you chewing it? These are all legitimate questions. Once you've worked all that stuff out and you think you're doing okay, maybe you need to go gradually to give the body a chance to adjust to these changes in diet and input. Then you might want to look at supplementation of things to aid digestion. And the first thing to look at are the so-called plant-based enzymes or vegetarian enzymes, because they will tend to add to digestion rather than replacing digestion. And just to quickly explain that, if you take the animal-based enzymes like pancreatic enzymes, pancreatin, for example, you will tend to have a feedback to the body saying you already have that. You don't need to make as much. So you're kind of replacing digestion with animal-based enzymes. The plant-based enzymes don't do it quite the same way because they're different enzymes. There's actually a number of proteolytic or protein digesting enzymes, and they actually work at different pHs. The pancreatic enzyme works at a fairly neutral pH in the small intestine. It will not work in the stomach, for example. So if you take pancreatin or you take our super enzymes that contain pancreatin, it's not going to do a lot in the stomach from that ingredient. It's going to wait till it gets in the intestine and the appropriate pH. Now, if we add some other proteolytic enzymes, we can actually digest protein at a different pH or different ranges of pH. And we will frequently, in some of our formulas, stack a number of different protein digestive enzymes, these proteases, that work at different pHs. And they actually have different tests because there's different enzymes that are working at different pHs. You can't use the same exact test on them because they need different environment to work properly. But by stacking them, we could work at a neutral pH, we could work at a pH of 6, we can work at a pH of 4.5, we could work at a pH of 3, and you're working throughout the digestive system. Wherever the appropriate pH is, there's an enzyme in there digesting protein, where you don't have to have the hydrochloric acid and pepsin in the stomach to digest protein anymore. Now, that's not to say that stomach acid doesn't have other properties. It does. It tears apart foods to get to things like vitamin B12 and get it out of the food. And it's a sterilization mechanism. Acid discourages the growth of undesirable organisms in the gut. It helps sterilize what's coming through. And so it's a way of editing what your immune system is going to encounter beyond the stomach and in the intestines. A lot of our immune activity is in the intestines, trying to sort out and deal with what did we swallow? What's in there? What do we need to exclude? What do we want to incorporate into the body? So there's a whole editing process that requires digestion, and it requires some acid in different environments, different pHs, including, to be able to manage that in an appropriate way.
You know, somebody just chimed in, and she said that I've been using the now super enzymes for a long time now, and it has made a dramatic difference. And I do take them with every single meal, and sometimes if I eat a late snack in the evening, I take them as well. Is that okay? I've been on them now for over 2 years.
Yeah, but something like super enzymes that has the animal-based enzymes and the hydrochloric acid is really a last resort digestion. It is not the first thing in my toolbox that I'm going to suggest to somebody for digestion. I would suggest the plant-based, the vegetarian enzymes. The very simple one is called plant enzymes that has 8 enzymes, but we have more comprehensive ones, optimal digestive system, which is a tiny little capsule. It's the one I carry with me on trips because it fits nicely into my vitamin pack without adding too much bulk. And adds a nice range of enzymes. There's a stronger version we make called Digest Ultimate, which is a larger cap because it's got more enzymes, but it will digest more things. It's got the bean and cabbage digesting enzyme like you would find in Beano, for example, as one of the products out there. It has a range like the stacked enzymes I mentioned where they'll work at different pHs. So we have the simple, the medium, and the comprehensive versions that you could take. And if that does the job, that's sufficient, and it's not going to rob your body of the ability to make your own enzymes. If you keep taking super enzymes at every meal, you're kind of replacing, to some extent, your own production of these enzymes and acids. And, sometimes you need that. And I like to use the analogy, if you spend a week without having a bowel movement, it's better to take a laxative than have that stuff build up and these toxins inside you. So the alternative is better than leaving it sit. But it's still better to be able to provoke a normal bowel movement and not have to take a laxative once a week. In the same way, you don't want to replace your digestion where your digestive capability is lower and you're dependent on these enzymes. If you can take something like these plant-based enzymes that will do the job, assuming that they will, that's really trial and error. And if they do, it's going to be gentler on the body and not replace your own pancreatic and stomach secretions that are used to digest these foods.
Do you think that there's an issue with the way that we eat too quickly these days? People eat in the car when they're driving. They don't sit down. They just unconsciously eat while they're driving, and all of a sudden the bag is empty. They're just kind of woofing their food down. We find that we kind of fit food in when it fits, when we have a couple minutes. I mean, the speed of which we're eating, I think that adds to the problem as well.
That does, and a lot of the times the choices we make then are not the optimal choices,
right?
Because fast food is notorious for not being as healthy, and it's an option that you can eat quickly. And, I'm kind of famous for eating my lunch over maybe half an hour, an hour, eating a sandwich, taking a bite and chewing it carefully, and maybe 5 minutes later it's gone and I pick up the sandwich and take another bite. So it's almost like a slow motion eating that I'm doing. Other people are wolfing it down. You're in the car, you're in a hurry, you've got a short lunch break or whatever, and it's almost the opposite problem. Where are you giving your body a chance to get to these nutrients, and what nutrients are going to be in this fast food in the first place? You're probably not getting a lot of omega-3s. You're probably not getting a lot of vitamins and minerals other than the partially fortified ones. So your options are fewer.
Mm. Do you feel that vegetarians can also use enzymes? And the reason I ask that is I have a friend of mine, and, he has digestive problems, but in his mind, he feels that he doesn't need to use an enzyme because he's a vegetarian. And I'm thinking to myself, what the food you're putting in is how do I say this? You know, you have to realize that it's the situation going on in your gut, no matter what kind of food you're eating, that's going to determine whether or not you have digestive problems or the amount of acid you're secreting. But I mean, I know a lot of vegetarians who take enzymes because they love their diet, but they still have a stomach that's compromised.
Well, sure, and remember, supplements are kind of like a nutritional insurance. They fill gaps. We know that the food supply doesn't contain the nutrients that we think it does, because when they do studies, we find that a carrot has a quarter as much calcium as the food tables indicate it should, for example. A red meat has half the iron that the food tables say it should, because the food tables were made in 1940 when animals were grazed, when production was pretty much all organic, and there were different varieties, different harvests, ripening, storage, transport, etc. And the food supply is not the same. And there's this imaginary concept that you can get everything you need from food based on the food labels, which are themselves completely imaginary today, because you can imagine what's happened to the food supply over the last 70 or 80 years. You know, I'm sure your listeners are very well aware of a lot of these issues. And that means that the food supply is not providing what we think it is. And if you're growing your own, do you know that your soil has enough selenium? Does it have enough different trace minerals that allows it to grow properly? If you're growing in an area that's doesn't have enough selenium, for example, no matter what you grow, you're going to not get enough selenium. If it doesn't have enough iodine, you're not going to get enough unless you're supplementing iodized salt or some other food or supplement that will give you that. So you're assuming a lot in thinking that the diet's going to provide everything you need. You're assuming food labels are accurate when we know they're not. We're assuming that the food supply is going to provide all these trace elements that are not on the label when we know they're not. And so it's good to eat a variety. If you could throw seaweeds or things from other areas into your diet, that will probably help balance some of these potential overages and deficiencies of nutrients in certain areas. But you're still assuming you could digest it. If you're going from a non-vegetarian to a vegetarian diet, you're increasing your fiber and other nutrients. You're changing what you need to digest. You're changing what kind of organisms, the probiotics and bacteria, you need in your gut. And if you don't provide them, it's going to take a while for that to equalize and normalize. Now, theoretically, we should all be getting everything we need from foods. This is real life, folks. We're not eating ideally. We're not eating from soil that's been well balanced. We're not eating from a magic list of recipes and ingredients and everyday balanced. It just isn't happening. And for too many of us, we're deficient even assuming food labels are correct, which I will not do because I've seen the data. They're not.
You know, as we're coming up on the end of the time here, but when people go to Stay Healthy, what should they talk about? What should they ask for so they get the right product?
Well, it's always good to get a probiotic, something like our probiotic 10, which is free of the major allergens, and a good enzyme. And I would suggest either the plant enzymes or the optimal digestive enzyme as a good everyday enzyme that's not going to interfere with your own production of digestive enzymes. If you need more, you can go to Digest Ultimate, which is our strongest vegetarian plant-based enzyme, or to the super enzymes, which come in tablets or capsules, and that has the pancreatic enzymes from animals. It has the hydrochloric acid and pepsin. So it's not a vegetarian product, but it is stronger, and it's going to compensate for these if you simply can't produce them or if you need to get more. And, you know, there are many people using them. These are very popular products. Even though they tend to reduce your own production, people like being able to take these pills and digest their food properly. And it's interesting because people who do muscle testing, they'll find that some people need to take 5, 10, 15, 20 of these super enzyme pills that are very strong with acid and things. And it's very unusual. You know, I wouldn't recommend that for the average person. But under a clinician's guidance, sometimes they're giving very high amounts of these to help people digest, at least short term, until they could straighten out their digestion.
Well, I want to thank you so much. This is a great show, and I had a lot of people chiming in, so I'll be answering some questions during the day. Thank you. I really appreciate what you're doing, and I look forward to seeing you soon, my friend.
All right. Always a pleasure. Stay healthy.
Have a great day. My guest today, Neil Levin, representing Now Foods. Of course, you can go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every single day and find the amazing products from Now Foods. You'll find them all over the store in every single category. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Go to Stay Healthy, meet the most knowledgeable staff, get your questions answered, get the tools you need to get the job done and start feeling good again. Because, you know, when I ask people every single day, how do you feel? You know, do you have energy? I mean, are you healthy? Most people can't say yes. They don't feel good. They've got a lot of things going on. And the worst thing is to accept everything the way it is and just say, well, I'm that age, or this is the way it's going to be, without putting up a fight, without trying to make some changes, and without trying to be healthier for yourself, which I guess you will be that way moving forward if we don't do anything at all. But go to Stay Healthy and work with these amazing, knowledgeable people. You'll be glad you did. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 till 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And, of course, read those industry articles. That's a great way to get started with up-to-date information that's relevant for today and for the situations that many of us are going through right now. It's always up-to-date, and it's always relevant. And, of course, a thumbs up on their Facebook page would be a great thing to do as well. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune into the show today. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning with the best guest in the industry and the movers, the shakers that are changing the world. Well, those are my guests, the ones that are formulating, educating, training, teaching, experimenting, doing scientific studies, the company founders, just the best of the best. Because you know what? When you're trying to get healthy, there is nothing more important. And there is no other category of our life that is as or more important. Our health is number one. And when it starts to fail, and we start to notice that we're losing our health and we're having a hard time regaining it, holding on to it, or getting it back again, this is the category that we need to make sure we're getting the right information from the right people to make sure we're heading in the right direction and not wasting time. That's why I send you to Stay Healthy. That's why I bring you the best guest. And that's why my topics are always relevant for today's world. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. All of my shows are recorded, they're podcasts, they're archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast, listen to them when it's convenient for you. And also, you can steer your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, everybody, go to the webpage and download a show that you think that they would really enjoy. Because it is about paying it forward, and it is about all of us working together to have the best health we can all have as a group. You know, as a country, we need to worry about this because, you know, health care has just turned into sick care, and a lot of these things can be prevented and changed and dramatically made better if we take responsibility. Don't forget to check out all the products from Now Foods at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out all of the digestive products that are there that'll make you and allow you to take back your health again, as well as feeling better in the gut. you know, Neil talked about the wonderful products that are there and even talked about enzymes and probiotics that we can recommend. It all comes down to having a conversation with the folks at Stay Healthy. They'll help you choose the right products for the right situation. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you do something awesome just for you. And remember, chew your food, slow down, don't drink too much liquid, and if you need a good product, take it with every meal. Have a good day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.